Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in love.
That would be a little weird, but I have a lot of love for Strange Brew Coffeehouse.
People are in love with Brupolo and Strange Brew Coffeehouse, I bet.
That would have been a good one for Valentine's Day.
Well, I didn't know it existed. I found that before then. Yeah, I know, yeah. So,
but love is in the air at any point during the year.
Every day, you know, give a little bit of your love to me. So, there you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. There's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking on the grill this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef. Head to your local grocery store. Go talk to your butchers today and throw some beef on the grill. Some great steaks, maybe a burger or two for the kids. I don't know. But whatever it is, beef is the way to go. And if you're looking for a great weeknight meal, beef is easy. It's easy to cook. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's affordable. It's all right there in your butcher shops and meat markets across the state. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. You are looking for it, aren't you? You do need new gear. You do need something with that M over S, the interlocking, the state script. If you don't have it yet, it's time to get it. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. What a place to grab lunch in the city of Starkville. If you are if you're like, I got to grab some lunch today, let's go somewhere. Restaurant Tyler should be your place. Go grab a blue plate. Go grab a burger. Go grab a sandwich. They've got a great, it's not just about the blue plates there, but it kind of is. I don't know that I've ever gone to lunch at Restaurant Tyler and not gotten the blue plate. I've never, not that the other options aren't great. Just for me, I got to have some catfish, some chicken in my sides. It's just a Southern thing for me. If you want to have the best lunch in the city of Starkville, I'll tell you where to go. You go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you deserve answers on your schedule. You need a bank that's going to provide the level of service that Priority One Bank does. They don't only just know about your money, they know you. If you live in Central Mississippi, I'll say it eventually, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast. It's good to see. Easy day. Easy money. We don't have to think.
Yes.
Got to answer the questions. The Rumblings, of course, are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. They are here to help you from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis's expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. And they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever before. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right.
Good.
We're off and running. Okay. Robbie and I were discussing before the show started, should we take a weekend or something and go down to Tampa and cover the greatest hitter who ever lived, evidently, Jake Mangum. He cannot be stopped.
It's really unbelievable. I mean, that
is it though?
Here's the thing. I think we all knew that when he got to this level, he would be competitive. And we knew, without any doubt in our minds, that the people that watched him for 4 years, consistently. We all knew that he was capable of getting to the league, having a stint there, and probably being fairly successful. To make it look as easy as he has in the last three games is what's truly impressive. And, of course, he's going to cool down. He's not going to be the greatest hitter of all time, I don't think. But I think that he can have a really, really successful career. But for him to be eight of his last nine, which is incredibly difficult for anyone in the major leagues to do, is truly impressive. And it's fun for me to see all the people that are watching him for probably the first time saying the same things we were saying when we first saw him play in 2016. They're all saying the same exact stuff that we were saying. There's a hit by, you guessed it, Jake Mangum, the kid's on fire. Like, that's exactly how we responded to seeing Jake Mangum, like, in the first, like, couple of months of the season. So I think it's just awesome that he's finally getting on this kind of level and having the success that he is. I hope he becomes a future Hall of Famer. I mean, that this is a guy that deserves it more than anybody else I've ever been around. So I'm loving it. And State fans needed this. This is a win for State fans.
Yeah, they did need something.
This guy is one of the greatest representatives for Mississippi State ever, and he's on the biggest stage. This is a huge win for Mississippi State just to have one of your own that is a dyed-in-the-wool maroon and white Mississippi State Bulldog do what he's doing on the national stage.
Rooker guy's already got two home runs on the season. It's been the Diamond Dogs and the majors are having a good start to the year. So, all right, let's
start. Jordan Westberg has three.
Yeah, see, they're good.
Nate Lowe has a couple.
You don't be surprised if this summer, if you look up and me and Robbie are live tweeting a Tampa Bay Rays game. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we might at that point just be
take over
at the point. Let's go cover the Tampa Bay Rays for a little bit.
What will we change the name of this podcast to? I don't know enough about the Rays to you know.
I don't know. So. It is funny, though, that Cespedes, the account that tweeted this.
Yeah.
I remember saying when the Jake was like a junior, Jake looks like Ichiro. And
Southern Ichiro.
I was kind of joking about it because I didn't want to put that on him, but he really does. He's got that like slap to the left side.
It's too bad we're not LSU people. He could have been Ichiro and it'd been E-A-U-X on the end.
Exactly. Well, we've said that many times. Too bad we're not LSU people.
Yeah, well, I weigh 600 pounds.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's jump in. Buster Vaughn, hey, Brian, question for you. Could you set aside Egg Bowl feelings if Dart is drafted by the Saints? I mean, I did it with Deuce. Don't see why I couldn't do it with Dart. You know?
Well, and he's probably been mentioned with the Steelers more than he has
just about anybody else.
I'm the same way. I don't care. I don't care where you went to school if you can help my team win.
Yeah.
I'll be the biggest DK Metcalf fan this season if he gets the job done.
There you go. AJ asks, if we won the Masters, what would be our menu choices? Appetizer, first course, main course, sides, and dessert.
So is the menu on there?
You pick an appetizer.
We make our own.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. When you win the Masters, you get to decide what everybody eats the next year.
Okay.
So. What's your appetizer?
Anything I want.
Yeah.
Do I want to go from a specific restaurant or just a specific item?
You should go with an item because the Masters people are going to be the ones doing the cooking. Their staff does the cooking for you.
Okay. I'm probably going to go with, if these people get the right ones, I'm probably going to go with some really good char-grilled oysters.
Ah, it's a fantastic choice.
That's probably where I want to go, and it's got to be people that are that have access to really good oysters.
Well, it's the Masters; they're going to get the best oysters. That's not an
issue. You would think.
I'm going to go. We're going to go. If I'm winning the Masters, I'm going to bring a little bit of myself to the Masters. Right? I'm not going to be too fancy. I want to have a wing ganza, a wing extract. I want wings. I want a bunch of different sauces. Okay. I want wings. That's our appetizer. We're having wings.
I was thinking a little nicer, but
no. We're going.
Beat wings for an app.
All right. Now you get to have like a first course, which is like a soup or a salad or whatever. So where are you going with that?
I think I want a soup.
Okay.
I think I'll go with like some lobster bisque.
Okay. You're a very fancy man.
I got in my mind that I'm gonna have a really nice meal, so I'm gonna spend some money. Well, I mean, obviously it'll be free, I guess, but
Yeah. You're gonna make the master spend the money.
yeah.
I'm gonna go with gumbo. I want
Okay.
gumbo for my second course.
Can't beat that.
New Orleans style seafood gumbo.
Yep.
All right. What's your main course gonna be?
My main course is going to be, do I want to go like prime rib, or do I want to go rib eye, or do I want to
Yeah,
go
I
what?
think Scheffler this year went with the tomahawk. The
I
tomahawk
think I'm going to
ribeye.
go tomahawk rib eye.
Yeah, okay.
I
Very
mean,
good
if
choice.
I'm not spending it,
Yeah. All
let's roll.
right.
Give
I'm
me
gonna
a good prime beef
Yeah.
tomahawk rib eye. I will
You wanna get
spare
a
no
lobster? You
expense.
wanna go surf and turf, get a lobster tail or some maybe some grilled shrimp or something on the side?
I mean, I wouldn't be against it.
All right, good call.
Maybe some Alaskan king crab like we had at with Robert St. John provided a couple years ago.
Not bad. All right, I'm going barbecue here. I want brisket, ribs, turkey, and sausage. I want the Texas platter.
Yeah, you're just going with like the smoked meats.
I'm going with the stuff that Brian Haydad likes to eat. That's what I'm
I
going for.
can't blame you for it.
All right. So then I'll go first on the sides.
Okay.
I want mac and cheese. We'll do some baked beans. Is this barbecue, right? So we'll do some baked beans. We'll get some potato salad. I don't really like potato salad, but I know other people do. I'll be a good host. We'll do some potato salad.
Mustard potato salad.
What do you like?
Mustard potato salad.
Mustard potato salad it is then.
And I don't think you're a big mayonnaise guy, so I don't think you'll
I'm
go
not
with
a big
that
potato
either.
salad guy. And then we're gonna get some we'll do some green beans. I love green beans.
Okay.
So, and we need I just want some nice thick white bread on the side too. I want it to, like I want a platter of barbecue.
Well, I want that. What if the bread I'm getting is the that buttery garlic bread that comes with your oysters? That's
Okay,
going to be
yeah.
my bread.
You want some French bread out there. All right, what
Yeah.
sides do you need with your tomahawk?
I'm going to go creamy mashed potatoes, and I need some vegetables, so I'll either go asparagus or green beans,
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, some grilled
Asparagus
asparagus.
is fine.
And then what's for dessert?
I'm going to go with some strawberry cheesecake, homemade.
We need to
Either
work on
that
masters.
or Oreo cheesecake. Either one of
Okay.
those will be perfectly fine. But the strawberry cheesecake is probably where I want to go here.
All right. We're gonna have a dessert. We're gonna have three desserts available. You can have all three. I don't care. Some creme brulee. I love creme brulee. I want a carrot cake with a cream cheese frosting. And then I want, like you said, I want some cheesecake with various fruit compotes on the top. Strawberry, blueberry, blackberry is also very good. That's
I feel like you
healthier,
have to
right?
have a cheesecake after you eat
Yeah.
a meal like that. It's
I
just
agree.
a good
I agree.
palate cleanser. It's not heavy.
I wish every question was like this. That's a great question. Thank you, AJ.
I love food questions.
Yeah. All right. The ghost of Larry Templeton, our friend Steve Mormon, asked us, what are your top three series on HBO? His are The Sopranos, Game of Thrones, and Righteous Gemstones.
I've
Mine
watched
are
all three.
The Sopranos, The Wire, and Game of Thrones.
I'm going Sopranos, Game of Thrones, and which way do I want to go? I hadn't seen The Wire.
You need to watch it.
Boardwalk Empire.
That's a good choice. All right. Next question comes to us from Ian Ladner. I became a dad on March 7th and I head back to work next week. Congratulations. How did y'all manage the night shift while working with a newborn? But it was hard for me because when we moved down here, and we moved down here in Aislinn, my oldest was like 4 months old. And with the jobs we had, we were both working in the restaurant. And Jennifer worked during the day and I worked at night. So I would close, get home at like maybe 2:30, and I'd be up around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I would watch her during the day. And then when Jennifer got home at 5, I would leave and she would watch her while I was at work. And so it sucked. I won't lie to you. It sucked. But got through it. I mean, you just gotta get through it. You don't have any choice.
Yes, it's a very tough time. I haven't dealt with it for 6 years, but I'm about to.
Yeah.
And this time, I think, will be easier from a time management standpoint, just because I'm at the tail end of baseball season. Whenever we had Natty, we had her in October, end of October. So we had football season, end of football season, going into basketball, and then obviously baseball too, coming up. And so for those first like 3 months were tough. Well, when we finally were able to get her to a daycare, that alleviated a lot of pressure for me, because when we first brought her home, we were first time parents, and I was doing the thing where like every 2 hours she needs to be fed. And after we did that for a while, we went to the pediatrician, and he was like, "Why are you doing this? The baby will wake up when it's hungry. Do not wake your child up. Your child's healthy. It's not a preemie. It's not, struggling to find nourishment. When it's hungry, it'll wake up." And sure enough, like it did. But like Natty slept so hard, and she still does. Like she sleeps so hard. Like you can't just wake her up like walking in and talking to her. You have to like physically shake her to get her up. And so like whenever she was a newborn, I would have to like take her onesie off of her to let the cold air hit her to make her wake up. Like she just would not do it. But I was waking up, like we would go to bed, the room that our bedroom had high ceilings, and it only had one air vent in it. And so it did not heat and cool well. Like we had to keep the door open and let the heat and the cold like get in. Well, it was cold, and so we had a space heater in there that it was 85 degrees in our room. I was sweating every night. It was so hot, just to make sure that the baby was comfortable. And I would wake up at, well, I wouldn't go fully to sleep. I would go lay on the couch for like an hour and a half, and at midnight I set my alarm, would get up and feed her. And then Becky would get the next shift at like 4 o'clock or something, and then she would get up and go to work, and I would just be absolutely dead like every morning until after lunch. And when she would take a nap, like I would go lay down and take a nap. Like
That's all you can do,
I have never been so tired in my entire life. I imagine like I'll probably get a little bit of that this time around again. Like, and I have no clue what this baby's sleep pattern is going to be. Natty was like, go to bed and most of the time not wake up until like 6 a.m. Like, I've never seen a kid since she was born till now like sleep the way that she has. I'm praying to God that I get that a second time, but I have a feeling, and I'm mentally prepared that that's not going to happen.
All right, Pat in Paris on our next set of questions. Someone wins the lottery and decides to start their own multimedia company and asks y'all to come on board. It's a podcast host. The only caveat is that we'll have explicit warning on all episodes. I know Brian is in, but what about you, Robbie? Just because there's a warning doesn't mean you have to just sit there and drop F-bombs constantly.
Yeah,
Warning. It just means that I can say it. By the way, with podcasts, I don't have to give a warning even. I can just, I could, it's a
you can do it
podcast.
now.
I
You can
could
do it now.
curse right now,
But
Fire truck.
we have a lot of young listeners, and
Yes. I
we have a lot of
choose to
ladies.
want clean. I don't have to, like, I don't think, if you look at Brandon Walker's podcast, there's not an explicit warning on there. There's just, it's a
I think
podcast.
it's just understood.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm just one of those people like, you've been around me, Brian. I don't have clean language all the time. I have a temper. Stuff comes out every now and then. But on things like this, I'm just one of those people like, I don't think it's necessary. Like, there's a lot of cussing that I hear on podcasts and radio and stuff. Like,
Yes.
it doesn't make any sense.
Gratuitous.
Like, I feel like you can get your point across without having to drop
Yeah, I
F
agree.
bombs.
I agree with
Like
you.
a lot of times during that stuff, like I feel like it's almost unintelligible. Like it doesn't make you look any smarter or get your point across any more than it does. Right. And that's coming from somebody that has been known to drop a few bombs every now and then, especially in relation to Mississippi State sports, which is amazing. I've never done it on here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, as long as my mother is on earth and my father, I don't want to bring any more shame to them than I have. I would like to keep that out of the airwaves.
In high school, I was caught drag racing by my football coach after practice. That same coach died in a car wreck 3 years later racing someone. Yeesh.
Oh, God.
Looking back, what's something you did that didn't seem so dumb at the time? I mean, it's a long list, it feels like. I went to New Orleans. The first time I went to New Orleans, I got lost from the rest of the group and was by myself in New Orleans for like 45 minutes just trying to find, and I was drunk. So I was just trying to find people, and like they told me they were going to this bar. So I found it and I got there and they weren't there. And I mean, I just did the best I could until they found me.
You could have ended up in a bathtub of ice somewhere.
This is 1997. No cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like that. It's just like, hey, we're going to be here. Okay, I'll see you there. And they weren't there.
They're like the kids right now. They have no understanding of that.
They have no concept of like, if you told somebody I will be at this place at 12:30 and they weren't there, you were just screwed. You had to sit there and wait on them, or you just had to make a decision.
Yeah, and like you either had like whenever you went on road trips, you either had like the giant Atlas map,
yeah,
or you printed off directions from MapQuest. And that was it. I mean, you just hopefully it got you there. But like we actually had to follow road signs, something that just doesn't happen much anymore. Which I'm glad. I'm glad we had that convenience. It made my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
But mine is probably. I thought that when I was a freshman in college, I had. I've talked about it before, but I had a very difficult time adjusting to being on my own for the first time. And like a lot of people do, I went from, you know, I maybe like sipped alcohol a couple of times in high school, never got drunk really or anything like that. And when I got away from my parents, I got my own apartment. I went crazy. Parties, like I went nuts and I didn't know how to handle it. And I just kind of like spiraled out of control. And then I got to the point where I would just like did not want to go to class. So at that time, I thought that was just cool. I'm just not going to go to class. There was an end like result there. And the end result was going to be me failing, me flunking out of college. And that's essentially what happened. And by the end of it, my dad's like, I don't know what you can do. Maybe we should just open a funeral home and you can be a mortician. And I was like, no, I think I just want to do school all over again. Let's try to figure this out. I don't think I want to mess with dead people's bodies.
Yeah.
So that turned out to be a extremely dumb decision. And I corrected it and eventually got a degree.
Good job. You did good. You did everybody.
It didn't matter how I got there.
Yeah.
It's a matter that I got there.
Yeah. All right. Josh asks, what are the chances that Purcell brings in Johnny Harris and Jake Mangum staying on the Rays roster? Two completely unrelated things in one question. Johnny Harris already got another job, didn't she?
Yes. She's the Baylor associate head coach.
So zero.
That would be 0%.
Yeah. As far as Jake Mangum, if he keeps hitting like this, he'll stay up. Simple as that.
All I would say is, like, I guess there's a chance they could trade him.
Yeah.
But
I mean, but it's more about staying on
a roster
in the majors, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know where he's coming from with that, but if he's talking about just the Rays, I still think it's probably a good chance that he stays with them, but it just depends. I mean, what happens whenever Lowe comes back from injury? They're going to want him. He's one of their better players.
They're going to have to send somebody else down. They
but
can't
do him.
You can't send Mangum down right now. You cannot. Mm-hmm.
He's going to sell tickets there. He's going to draw eyeballs because what he's doing right now is uncommon. And he's a great story. He's a fun guy to root for. He's a great locker room player. He will stay in the majors. And if he doesn't, somebody should be fired.
Yeah, I agree. Cole Gernot asks us, What is the biggest improvement that the concession stands need? I understand the price being high, but not having sauces for the dry tenders is diabolical. There absolutely should be sauces. I mean, there should be
They
buffalo,
don't have
ranch,
sauces.
barbecue, and honey mustard should be available. I don't. This is the problem with this question, Cole, is that we don't go to the concession stand that much.
Yeah.
So.
The only thing that we've seen from concession stands is basketball and baseball.
Yeah. And I mean, the
So
prices are high. That's my biggest.
the prices are high, the food's just okay.
Okay. It's one of those things where it's like, I wouldn't mind high prices if it was outstanding food.
Yeah.
Just like this is some of the best press box, concession stand food you can get. But if it's not going to be that, then the price needs to reflect that. It shouldn't be,
Shouldn't be gouging people for
Well,
crappy
here's
food.
what
But
we'll
I'm not
call
saying, I mean, I think they do have good food at the concession stand.
it. It's good, but it's not. The price. So this year, they give us a voucher for basketball and baseball, where you can get $15 worth of free food, but that doesn't even pay if you wanted to get
They
like a,
took $5 off of our voucher
yeah,
and
but
then rose the prices on. So we were like paying, and
I
that's
pay,
fine, but
I
like,
don't mind, but I paid for food every time, and it's like. $15 doesn't buy you like one thing plus two drinks.
yeah.
So, like, even if I just wanted like a slice of pizza and two drinks, I was going to end up paying a couple bucks. And again, I don't really mind, but at the same time, that's too much. I mean, if I'm having to pay $2 on a $15 voucher, that means the average fan for one slice of pizza and two drinks is paying $17. That's too much. Especially when
It's tough though,
it's
because
not a
like,
great slice of pizza or anything.
well, I mean, the problem is this is what it's like buying food.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's wherever you
we're
get.
living in a time where it's impossible to get a good meal for under $15 now. Like, it's just very difficult to get a really good meal that's going to fill you up, that satisfies you for under $15 is difficult. If you go to McAllister's and get the sandwich,
Yeah,
going to
it's
cost you over $15, and
easily.
I can make that sandwich for $1.50. Like, it's crazy, and it's not like one person's fault. This is just the price of everything has gone through the roof. And for Mississippi State, I'll take up for them here. They're trying to make money. They're trying to John Cohen made prices insanely low to help the fan experience. He was sacrificing revenue to get more fans to games. And it's a catch 22. Like, you're going to take a hit somewhere. Either you're going to take a hit and people don't want to come to games, or you're going to take a hit in that you're not making much money. And I don't think they were making much money at all off of concessions when it was all said and done. So Zach Selman had to try to rectify that. And the bad luck for him is your football program has been kind of a disaster the last 2 years. So you're raising ticket prices, you're raising concession prices, and your product is still not proven to be any good. That's a very tough sell. So I don't know what the answer is on improving concessions or not, but that's just my thoughts on that. And I at baseball, at least, I know they have sauces. They have ranch and barbecue. Because I always get barbecue or
I never
ranch.
get the chicken tender, so I don't know.
I get chicken tenders every now and then, but I will give a plug. The cinnamon pretzel.
I need to get one next baseball game. You told me they were
Very
good.
good. Very good. And the pretzels at baseball are infinitely better than the ones at basketball.
They are.
That's an improvement. That's an improvement. Stop putting the pretzels in those little packages
Yeah, just
because
leave them in the spinny thing.
they get condensation and they get hardened or they get soggy.
Yeah, exactly.
Put them in the little rotating thing.
And let
Let
them
them sit in
sit.
there, and you visit. I know they're trying to do convenience, but just people ask for a pretzel. You just go grab one and hand it to them.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference.
Or just put the spinny thing. They do it at baseball. Put the
Yeah.
spinny thing out there, the rotation thing out there, and they'll let the people grab the pretzel themselves.
But I love a soft pretzel. You do too. And they are infinitely better at baseball than they are at basketball. The basketball ones are, I have to push on them on top of the. I don't like doing that, but it's not like a Bob Karskadden thing where I'm sticking my hand on people's food. I'm pushing the top of the wrapper to see if it's soft enough. So that's we need to do away with stuffing the hot pretzels into the bags that creates condensation. Let them sit in a rotating little spinner thing, and it makes the whole experience better.
Agreed.
That's my thoughts on that.
Hunter Boland, is April Fool's Day the worst holiday? April Fool's Day is not a holiday. All right, let's just be honest. A holiday is a day where you get off work.
It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. Yeah, it's so.
It's like it's not even like St. Patrick's Day. It's just
Yeah. Like there's no, yeah, at least St. Patrick has like a religious origin to it. You know, April Fool's Day is just
I
silly.
mean, what is it like? Is it kind of like a President's Day or something? Like what's something that we
You
don't
got
really
people get President's Day off from work. People
do
just
they? Yeah.
not everybody, but a lot some people do.
I don't get like any days off. I don't get
Well,
any vacations.
by that same token, if you just didn't want to work one day, you could say, I'm not doing anything today.
Well, not really, but
You could.
I have to produce two pieces of content every day for Startwell Daily, and usually at least two for on three, and I usually have to do the podcast that I very rarely do.
But what I'm
I mean,
saying is,
I'm not complaining about my job because it's still a very flexible job, but I have to
you could do
work
some
every day.
content, pile up some content, like have a couple things ready to go,
I
and
do
then
that sometimes, but it's very
and then you
rare.
can just be like, hey, Dad, I'm not doing the podcast today. If you or you know, Friday we don't do the podcast or something like that. I don't know. I'm just saying you could do it. What is your most underrated entrance theme? I have two: High Energy by Owen Hart or Owen Hart, or All American Boys by the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers. Those are both outstanding choices.
Is High Energy the like what time frame is that?
That's like late 80s before he
Oh,
turned
so
heel. Like
that's when
he's teaming with Coco Beware.
Coco Beware, when they're wearing the
Yes.
neon overall type suit.
My answer is Christian Cage's or Christian's with the one that's sung by the woman.
Christian.
No, the one that's I play it sometimes on the, it's like
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When he cut his hair.
When he was Captain Charisma, but I like the one sung by the woman. That one is on my list.
Going back to this time frame, it's Slick. I thought Slick's theme was so awesome.
It's good. Trying to think.
I hate to say it, but I liked Chris Benoit's theme when it was the Our Lady Peace version. I
Yes,
know, I know.
that's
But the
tough.
song was good.
You can't find that song on streaming anywhere.
They started playing it again at their
Oh
concert.
gosh, that's interesting.
The song's cool.
Oh, it's great. All right. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm?
Have you ever been the victim of an April Fool's prank? To my knowledge, I have not. I don't remember one.
I don't remember one either, but I'm sure I have. But yesterday, I trusted no one. Unless I saw like somebody in our industry say something about a transfer or something. Because wasn't it like, it didn't Cam Matthews or somebody do like a transferring thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody did like, why? Why do that last year? I hate that. This happening in the middle of transfer portal season is just the worst. Like we got a memo yesterday from our job. Like, whatever you do, double check on any of this stuff. Do not prematurely talk about somebody transferring and it end up being an April Fool's joke, please. So I was heightened. I was on a heightened awareness yesterday.
I got an email early from Firehouse Subs that said they were switching to Firehouse Salads. I'm just like, no. Come on.
What? Why would you do that?
Well, yeah, they did what they gotta do. Also from Cameron Worm,
Go ahead.
if all jobs paid the same, what job would you want? Now we gotta have more information here, Robbie. Because you say all jobs pay the same. What's the pay? Because if you tell me
Well,
we're only
I
getting
mean, I guess
paid
the.
20,000 a year, I want the easiest job I can possibly have.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the point is like it's. You're going to make the same no matter what.
So you get to do
So,
what you
what would you
enjoy.
want your job to be?
This?
Yeah, probably so.
I mean, why would I change? So.
Well, if I could just be like a, a CEO and just like I do, I go golfing every day, and I have people underneath that's doing all of my jobs, and I can go get on a plane and fly across the country and do whatever I want. That I would probably do that. So can I be a trillionaire business owner who has minions doing all the work for me while I go play golf and I go to Cabo for a week and all that junk? That's probably what I would choose. Because I'm still actually like grinding over here. Like I'm having to do a lot of work with what I'm doing right now, and I'm away from my family some. Like,
yeah, I get it. Yeah. Jennings Fulton says, my grandfather was one of the umpires in SEC Storied, the Thunder and Lightning documentary. Something I think is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, between you two, who's Thunder and who's Lightning? I've always thought that I would be Thunder and you could be Lightning.
You're Thunder and I'm Lightning.
Okay, we'll just go with that then.
I'm in the middle of the Kentucky fans and Ole Miss fans and State fans fighting over Josh Hubbard right now.
Yeah.
Which in the tweet, it says Josh Hubbard is going to test the NBA waters while maintaining his eligibility at Mississippi State.
Yeah,
and people are still coming in there. He's about to be a Wildcat. No, he's about to be a Rebel. Like,
not going anywhere.
Go away.
Yeah.
This is why I would want a different job. This is exactly why I want a different job. Because
that's why.
People do not understand the stuff that we have to deal with on a daily basis. From Mississippi State fans, from other fans.
Somebody on your on your message board made a good point. They were like, coaches get mad at us for doing our job, and then fans get mad at us for being negative. It's like, we can't win, but we'll take it. We'll be all right.
So, like, when people are like, wow, you don't have to be a jerk about it, or you didn't have to respond that way about it. I just want you to understand that this is like, sometimes Brian and I both are at our wit's end with some of the things that we deal with on social media, specifically from people that refuse to use their names. And like the just ignore it crowd, like you try to just ignore it when it's sitting there right in front of your face.
Yeah, when it's all day. Yeah, I get it. Let's see here. Anthony Frederick, Mississippi State has only won one baseball game since the three-question game during the fifth inning of the Texas game. What three questions do we need to hear during the fifth inning of the South Carolina game this weekend to break the curse? Funny answers only. What is the three-question thing? I don't understand.
I have no idea.
Moving on then, because if we don't know.
Is that something from the broadcast?
I have no idea, man. I literally don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, all right, Brogan Fairchild, what cartoon universe would you most want to live in? I mean, Family Guy seems like pretty normal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a regular life. I think I would want to just keep it there. I don't know if I want to run from Wile E. Coyote and
I don't want to be in an area where Darkseid or Thanos exist. So let's just go with Family Guy. That's
I don't want to be in like Looney Tunes where you drop an anvil on my head and I still live.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I would like to die at some point.
Which sport or sports are more difficult than most people think? I have an idea. And again, I don't know because I've never competed in it, but I bet swimming is incredibly difficult. You got to be in tip-top shape to be a swimmer. Like, even more so than running. I think if you're like Michael Phelps is like a freak of nature athlete.
I think mine's baseball.
Baseball is a good answer because
most successful people
are hitting the ball 35% of the time.
And like, we're just sitting here going like, what are you swinging at? Like, and whenever, if we got up there and tried to hit a baseball that looks like it's going 90 miles an hour, like in the zone and then hits the ground, like, I don't know if we could touch that, So, I do respect people, but like we also have to hold them on a different level of accountability because they've been doing this long enough. They're trained to be able to do those things. We're not.
Yeah.
But I still think baseball is extremely hard to do. It's why people, like you said, are hitting it 30 to 35% of the time. And that's
the best players. Yeah. Exactly. Another one, I know you're like just for being in shape. Is soccer. I mean, those guys run so much. They're running the whole game, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Two of Robbie and I's favorite places to go when we're in the mood for a great meal. We love Two Brothers. We love the Older Brother. I need to get back to the Older Brother. I've been to Two Brothers recently, but not the Older Brother recently. So that probably happened this week or maybe next week at the latest. I need a fancy sandwich. I need it. So I'm going to go get one. And I know where to go. I need to go to the Cotton District. And that's where you need to go. Next time you're in Starkville, if you're here this weekend, make a trip to the Cotton District to eat at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. When you are looking for technology in your business, you need to head to Advantage Business Systems. And then if you need service on the product they've sold you, it's simply a phone call away. It's the people that you know, you have that relationship with, and you know full well that they were going to help you out because they have been doing that for 50 years, as my friend Robbie just let you know. So, again, you need a copier, you need a printer, you need to call Advantage Business System, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. planned. If you need great Mississippi State gear, nobody in this city has a better selection of it than Maroon & Co. Conveniently located near campus, so it's easy to get there on your way to the game. And it's also easy to save some money with our promo code THUNDER15. 15% off regular price items. That's good in-store or online. If you're not going to be here, just shop online at maroonandco.com. Next time you're in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. All right, Wade Jones, whatever happened to Devontae Jason? He had a nickname, didn't he?
WAP?
Who?
Who?
Who is WAP? WAP?
Yeah. Who is WAP?
So the last thing I got on him here is he was at Nicholls State.
He did go to Nicholls State.
Only had 13 catches as a redshirt sophomore in 2021. And did he do anything after that? Let me see here.
Didn't he go to like McNeese or something too?
Maybe not. I'm not seeing that. He's on Twitter. When's the last time he tweeted? Last time he tweeted was 2022. So not a lot going here for our old friend Devontae Jason.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we'll move on. Where'd he go here? From Playballer DC, Bailey Howe and Jeff Malone are the greatest basketball players the state has ever had. Why do you think we never hear much about them, see them, or have this athletic department keep them visible in front of the MSU fan base? Well, I mean, with Bailey Howe, that guy's got to be close to 90, right? I mean, what do you want him to do?
I mean, he's got his name in the rafters.
Yeah, his number's been retired. There's a street. The street in front of the hump is named after him. But he's 90. I mean, well, what do we want this guy to do? You know,
every now and then, like, you'll see him in the crowd of games. Yeah. He used to come to every game.
Well, he used to sit in that corner over there, but that's now student section. I don't know where they moved him to, so I don't know where to look for him. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what more you do. As far as Jeff Malone, that's another one. I mean, he's got to be in his 60s. I don't think he lives in Mississippi. I don't know how much they can really do. On top of that, if you're a person under the age of 40, do you know who either one of those guys are?
That's what I was going to say, is like they're just so far removed.
Yeah.
You know,
Jeff Malone had a great NBA career, so did Bailey Howe, but I mean, this is the issue of Mississippi State basketball, is they don't have anybody they can point to that the younger generation is going to know. Like, we all know who Timmy Bowers is, but does the average high school basketball player? No. No. Even in the state, no. So, yeah, I don't know what more you can do there. Winston wants a Joel Coleman woo on the pod. It might be powerful enough to save baseball season. I don't know about the power of the woo. I don't know if it can do it, but I will reach out to Joel and get him to send me an MP3, and we will put a woo on a podcast this week. I promise you.
So, there you go.
And that's it. That's all for today. All right. I didn't realize it was – I thought we had some more questions. We did not. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk some – we need to talk some spring football on tomorrow's show. We'll catch up on the other schools. We'll catch up on our previews next week. But we'll talk some Mississippi State spring football on tomorrow's show. Plus, we'll talk about state series with the South Carolina Gamecocks. This is kind of it. This is the – if they don't win this series, everybody needs to just go ahead and understand that it's over. I need that from people. If they lose this series, I need everybody to be on the same page of they're not going to the postseason. I don't want to hear any more at that point. But if they win,
two and ten at that point,
2-10, it's over. Let's not hurt ourselves anymore. But if they win, well, then we'll talk about that. All right, talk about that tomorrow. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.